Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
73 right now. Our executive producer, Lewis, he's fit to be tied today. He's very nervous.
Why?
It's graduation day for that young daughter of his.
What's he fit to be tied over? Is it something wrong?
No, I think it's an outdoor deal.
Yes,
I think
it is. It's a drive-by.
In the parking lot.
Yes.
Little Alexandra. She's quite a sparkling young lady.
She's amazing.
Got an incredible personality. She's very... It sounds funny to say she's graduating from kindergarten and she's very mature.
She really is, though. For a five-year-old, she's just on top of her game all the time.
They're doing, they're singing a Rainbow Connection and a Kindergarten Boogie. I'm familiar with the Rainbow Connection, but I gotta go back. I don't think they played the Kindergarten Boogie when I was in kindergarten.
Really?
We're talking about all the graduations. See, if you got kids listening, they didn't have all these. You know, when we graduated, we just graduated from high school and they threw us out to the world.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
We didn't really have to worry about where we're going to be early in. Or
my kids had graduation from preschool. They had graduation from kindergarten.
Yeah.
Then moving up ceremony from elementary school to middle school. Then a graduation from middle school. Then a graduation from high school.
Ridiculous.
You know what? It propels them forward. I think it's...
preschool
celebrates
now.
Education. I think that's good.
Yeah. You know, it's fun. If I'm a kid, I probably would think differently. But you got preschool, then you graduate from kindergarten. Then you move out.
They love it. They love. They
elementary
feel so schools. Special.
Yeah,
it's great for them.
Middle school. See, one, two. They got like five graduations.
Right.
Pretty cool. Anyway, congratulations to Alexandra, as you continue your trip down the pavement of life and education.
Yep.
Yeah, big party today. Her and all her buddies. I wonder if they probably just give them like a little hat or something or a scarf.
Well,
or a sash.
I don't know that they give them anything at this point because it's all remote. You know, they're going to drive. It's a drive-by kind of thing. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe they did provide that. I know like for my daughter's college graduation, they sent, you know, cap and gown and that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, college. Yeah, that's a different deal.
But I don't know if they're doing that.
That's five graduations. You know, later, Patty.
Later, exactly.
Calm down a little bit.
No, but you're asking if they're wearing a hat or anything. I don't think, especially in this time, they're going to do that kind of thing.
Not going to throw their hats up?
No,
I don't think so. You know, it's funny because it's such a different time because of the pandemic. But all over the area where I live in Westchester, they got these signs out front with their kids, and they say congratulations to... You know, Patty on her graduation and all that kind of thing.
So
it's really cute, and you see it all over the place, everywhere. I was telling Brad the other day, there's a lot of budget cuts in the radio business right now. We got hit hard here at CBS FM. All our morning newspapers were cut out. We don't get any. Can't afford them anymore. But we had, you know, we had several newspapers, so... All the DJs could be up to date, things like that. And so we had Dino would go down to the lobby and get our newspapers and clip them out, because it's pretty hard to get the newspapers early in the morning when you live in the burbs like Patty and I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just saw this new New York Post deal. They got a special discount going on for like $1 a week, something like that. You can get it delivered to your home. So I thought, well, that's kind of cool.
That's fabulous.
So I went online and ordered it. So today's the first day. I was very excited they're going to deliver it to my house. So I just got this email. We know you count on us for hard-hitting news. Makes us regret to inform you your newspaper is going to be late today due to a declared state of emergency in your area.
He has no idea what they're talking about. It's I guess maybe the pandemic. Is that the problem?
I don't know. But there's no declared state of emergency that I know
of.
No,
right.
Don't you think a resident might get notified first?
Well,
anyway,
it's delivering a newspaper. It's not,
you know, no big deal. Coming in and hugging you. You know, you can always go online, obviously, but I'm one of those poor chumps that still likes to feel the paper.
Right.
Everybody I talk to, what are you doing reading a newspaper? Nobody reads newspapers anymore. It's a big day in the life of Brad Blanks. He, Louie, has a graduating child today.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey is finishing up elementary school. I remember his first day when the teacher threw out his lunch accidentally.
Scott.
When was that?
September 2014. Yeah, his first day.
Yeah, there was an accident. I don't know why, but he had his lunch in the cloakroom or something, wasn't it? Happened?
Yeah, they had the lunch. They went to their room in the cafeteria where they had their lunch. But Harvey's a very relaxed lunch guy. He sits back, wants to make new friends, all that sort of stuff. And the teacher cleared up the lunches in under 20 minutes, and he was flabbergasted. Couldn't believe it as a 5-year-old in kindergarten.
I thought we had a little time to digest.
Teacher, now he's off to middle school and see what happens, right?
That's right, yeah. I think it was the school of hard knocks, but he's got through it now, and he's ready to go. So, I mean, we got the email from the principal last night. They're doing the graduation at 10 a.m., which will be on YouTube, which is pretty cool. So we get to watch that live. And then during the day, there's a dance party in the afternoon, which is pretty cool. So it'll be a good day for him.
A dance party?
Yeah, they're going to do a live. They've got a DJ somewhere. I guess the DJ's just going to be in her bedroom, and she'll just play music. And then
and they'll dance around the house.
Yeah, zoom into each kid as they dance through the Macarena.
You dance by yourself at your house.
That's right.
There you go, Scott.
Sounds like a great idea. Well, I know one thing he learned in school. Eat quick.
Eat quick. Get in and get out. That's right, mate.
Well, congratulations, Brad, and congratulations to Harvey and the whole family. It's
so great.
Off to middle school. Yeah. Well, Harvey Blanks, man, that's a great story. And I told you, Louie's daughter graduates from kindergarten this morning. So I feel like I'm watching all these kids.
All these little ones, yeah, move on to the next phase
moving
of their lives.
Moving on up.
Radio.com.
Thanks again to Bernie Williams for checking in this morning. And again, congratulations to Alexandra Polici.
Mm-hmm.
Big graduation class today, kindergarten. They're PS62 in Staten Island. They're doing the Rainbow Connection and Kindergarten Boogie with the other kindergarten classes. It's an online ceremony. They're doing a drive-through for graduation in the school parking lot.
Right.
Pretty wild today.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to Kathleen Shannon. Today is her birthday.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.